As we prepare to enter into a time of prayer, as I share joys and concerns with you, imagine yourself in that spirit of prayer. We lift them up knowing that God is listening. We begin with joys. Christine Brennan and her husband Jim are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary this week on May 23rd. Christine was all ready to join St. John's on Palm Sunday, but our worshiping remotely prevented that from happening. So we look forward to welcoming her along with Robin and Ted Tenenbaum and Sarah and Mark Hogan when we are back together again in worship. In the meantime, we claim them as part of our church family. We also have a couple of birthdays to celebrate this week. Bob Taylor celebrated his birthday this past week on May 13th, the same day that Lorene Aaron celebrated her birthday, and Grace Ely celebrated her 99th birthday on Friday, May 15th. And finally, a joy, Heather Quire, daughter of Marge Jewell, was promoted to Dean of Students at Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts. So we celebrate with Heather and her proud mom. We also have concerns to keep in mind. We ask for prayer for Alan Johnston, who is dealing with health issues and awaiting test results. And for Barb Gassler, one of our members who lives at Neshaminy Manor in Warrington. Barb is dealing with some very serious health issues. And Frances Frelick has asked us to pray for her 11-year-old great-nephew, Luke Williams, who is battling the children's version of COVID-19 at Walter Reed Hospital. We also pray for all who are battling this life-threatening virus and the many people on the front line caring for them. And we pray for Wayne Fink's sister, Donna, who was recently diagnosed with cancer. Life-giving God, as we come before you once again in prayer, we are, quite honestly, running out of words, running out of steam, running out of strength and the fortitude needed to keep on keeping on. We know you listen to our prayers. We know you respond. Yet still we feel a sense of despair. We know that neither death nor suffering will get the final word amid this pandemic, yet still we struggle. And while we know that you will get the last word, and your last word is always yes, and life, and hope, right now we feel more like the psalmist, beaten down, tested, at the end of our rope. So help us, as only you can, to put one foot in front of the other and move forward, one step at a time, sensing your closeness, your comfort, and feeling the power of your love, which is beyond measure. We pray, O God, that your steadfast love might be felt especially by those who are battling COVID-19 and the many doctors, nurses, first responders, and those on the front lines who are working with them. We pray for those battling other health-related issues, awaiting test results, undergoing treatment, dealing with pain, mental illness, addiction. We pray that your healing touch may be felt by each of them in ways that are unmistakably real. As we look for light amid the darkness and joy amid the sorrow, we give thanks for reason to celebrate, for birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, promotions, and other milestones in life. And as we mourn the passing of loved ones, we give thanks for the birth of children, grandchildren, nieces and nephews. God, now more than ever, we pray for our leaders. May they seek your wisdom and guidance while listening carefully to the experts as decisions are made that are quite literally a matter of life and death. May the well-being of all be taken into consideration, not just the well-being of some. We pray for your church and for this church as we seek to find new ways to embody your message of love and grace in a world hungrier than ever for what only you can offer. Although we cannot be together as we are accustomed to being together, we can and must be united in our commitment to serving you by loving our neighbor as we love ourselves. So help us, God. And hear now our silent prayers, as in the quiet of these moments, we cry out to you, offer our praise, ask our questions, and listen for your answers. Thank you, God. Thank you for comforting us, for surrounding us, for hearing our prayers. Now grant us your peace. For we pray in the name of your Son, our Savior, the giver of life and wholeness. Amen.
Christ has made a promise to us, friends. We are not, nor will we ever be, alone. May that truth be made real to you this day and in the days ahead. As you go on to do whatever it is you will do today, may you feel the closeness of God's love, the realness of Christ's peace, and the deep and abiding presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen.